flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did the NFC Championship game, Commanders and Eagles. Will Jaden Daniels become the first rookie quarterback to make it to the Super Bowl?
Man, no.
No?
Nah,
going against the LSU brethren.
I am, man. I mean, I would love for them to upset, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, but I just think they're not stout enough, in my opinion. Maybe they, you know, maybe they stacked the box and, you know, they feel like their corners will be able to hold up against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith because they may not trust, you know, Hurts can, you know, throw the ball all over the yard and, you know, and really complete passes on a consistent basis. So
do you think he can?
He's shown it. He has shown it. I think he's the type of quarterback that has to get into a rhythm, like far as if the game is going a certain way. Like, he's the type of guy that needs to be in the rhythm. And if that's not the game plan to go out there and throw the ball, it's going to be hard for him to get in the rhythm, and it's going to be hard for the team to move the ball down the field in the passing game. Like, you can just tell, you know, when I'm just watching him. Like, he's a quarterback that has to get in the flow of the game as far as passing. So, like, when you start to see Jalen making those 25-yard, you know, passes down the field early – now you know that they're trying to attack something. This may be one of those days that Jalen have to win the game for. So this may be one of those days that we're calling upon him to throw the ball 25-plus times. You know what I mean? So I think he can do it because he has shown it. But, again, Nick Sirianni and Kellen are going to have to do a better job of getting him in the flow of the game early on in the game. Like, we know that they're going to run the football, but you never know what's going to be called upon, because if he's not in the flow of the game early, we saw how he was throwing the ball last week, looked very flustered in the pocket.
Took that safety.
Yeah, took a safety. Just wasn't a real clean day for Jalen Hurts playing the quarterback position. So it's going to be real interesting to see how the Philadelphia's come out and try to attack the Washington Commanders. I'm going to assume that they're going to lean on Saquon Barkley. But if the Washington Commanders are coming to, prepare for the fight and they stop that, now what are you going to do as a Philadelphia Eagles? Yeah, we know what you got as pass catchers, but can your pass thrower get the ball to them? And I feel like that's going to be the biggest answer.
This is such an oddity, because right now Jaden Daniels is playing the quarterback position better than anybody in the playoffs, Mahomes and Allen included.
Mm-hmm.
He's been almost perfect in these first two games. He's been incredible. He's third down conversions, fourth down plays, fourth quarter drives, you name it, he's done everything. And yet the Eagles are a pretty big favorite. Mm-hmm. And most people think they're going to win the game, even though Daniels is on another planet right now. And everything you said about Hurts is accurate. He doesn't look right. He isn't healthy. I mean, let me put it this way. It's definitely a possibility. It's on the board that you and I come on the air and tape our Sunday night podcast, and we say one of two things. Jaden Daniels is him. He's that dude. Or Jalen Hurts wasn't healthy, and because they were playing with a quarterback that was, you know, at 50% or whatever, they couldn't win. Like, yeah. Those two things are plausible, Pat. I mean, the same thing you and I said before the Lions game. We both picked Detroit to beat Washington, but we said it's kind of outrageous that they're a 10-point underdog in this game, given how good Daniels is and how bad Detroit's defense has been at times. They weren't against Minnesota that last week of the season, but they were at times late in the year because of all their injuries. Mm-hmm. And he cooked them.
He did.
Like, obviously, there's a big difference now between Detroit's defense and Philly's defense. And
night and day difference.
Yeah, this game gets back to me. This is going to decide the argument. What would you rather have? Would you rather have the quarterback, or would you rather have the 53-man roster? Because Philadelphia's 53-man roster runs laps around the
everybody, a lot of people.
Jason Kelce went on our sister station WIP in Philadelphia and said, I think he might have said it this way: other than quarterback, I think Philadelphia is better at every position.
He got a valid point,
and he's probably right.
He got a valid point,
but that's a hell of a position for Washington to be better at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, when you said they've got to get Hurts in the game early and get him in rhythm, man, I mean, as a guy that's played a lot of Madden football, I got Saquon Barkley in my backfield. I just want to give him the rock. Like, yeah. I don't want to get Jalen Hurts in rhythm. I want to give my dude that went for 2K the ball. That's the catch-22 there for me.
Yeah. It is. But imagine, so all right, let's go here then. Last week, if Saquon don't have 200 and something odd yards, let's say he have 80 something yards. And now Jalen Hurts is having a game that he has shown that he was already having. Do Philadelphia still win that game?
Listen, they're in Cancun. Mm-hmm. They're in Cancun. They ain't
My point exactly. So Jalen Hurts is definitely going to have to play some good ball. Like, we know we got Saquon Barkley. So therefore, they got to, because that's what they're doing as well. They don't, it looks like they're not implement. They got away from the RPOs. I don't know if the weather maybe had played a factor in that.
How about the concussion?
Exactly. I don't see any of the RPOs, tight ends coming across, the deep overs, Devontae Smith with the deep overs, you know, taking note. They did take a shot at AJ Brown. He ended up dropping the ball, but that is what I want to see.
One early in the game when Mailata kicked out.
Yep. So that's what I want to see them implement a little bit more, because we know he's not going to just drop back. You know, read the defense and just dot you up. That's what I mean by getting them in rhythm. Get them on some rollouts. Get them in that RPO to where now the team is focusing on him, the pass game, and Saquon Barkley. So now you got three things to worry about. Them in the shotgun, them handing the ball off to Saquon. I mean, them in the shotgun and them just handing the ball off to Saquon Barkley. So that's what I think they need to do a little bit more in order to get him involved in the game. Because you never know, man. You never know what type of day Saquon. I know they're hoping that he's going to have another 150 day, but say he don't. Now who's going to have to be able to make those plays for you? Your quarterback.
I mean, I honestly think the game boils down to, can Washington's offense, I mean, can Philadelphia's offensive line dominate Washington's defensive line? And if they do, and that creates the running lanes for Barkley to have the kind of game you're talking about, I think they'll probably win. And I say probably because the last time they played, when Hurts got injured, Washington completely sold out to stop Barkley.
They did.
And after Hurts left the game, they pretty much did. He had 20-something carries for 46 yards. I think it was like 22 for 46.
And now you're making my point even much more broader. They play each other twice a year. So they know all of their play. They know pretty much every run play that they want to run.
And the other reason why I said probably, Pat, probably they'll win if Barkley, you know, it has a huge game. I can't definitively say yes, though, because that game that they played in Washington late in the year, the dude threw 5 touchdown passes against Philly's defense.
Yeah, he did.
So he's still
too late.
Yes. So it's not like Jalen Hurts plays quarterback. He doesn't play corner. He doesn't play defensive tackle. He doesn't play inside linebacker. So I don't really see how Hurts getting injured in that game was a negative for their defense. Like, I guess you could say they were out on the field a little bit more, but to me, that's not an excuse for letting a guy throw five touchdowns.
Yeah.
On you.
Yeah. Still got to defend that paint.
And can I tell you what I think is a big deal? The guard for Washington had his knee rolled up on in the Detroit game. Cosme is his name. He's out. So they're going to have a backup now.
ACL, I saw, right?
Who's going to line up against Jalen Carter. Mm. And that's not a good thing. That is not a good thing for them.
That is not.
But going back to your boy Cliff Kingsbury, they got to come up with ways to make up for the fact that you're going to probably have 2.5 seconds to get rid of the ball on every play. Or there's going to be immediate pressure up the middle and you got to get to the outside, or you got to roll out and you got to get away from him. Design plays that way right from the jump.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you who's going to have a big game too, man. Who I believe is going to be the equalizer against Jaden.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Daniels. Bond. The linebacker. Was Zach Bond?
Yep.
Oh, my. Now, he's been playing some unbelievable football, man, all year.
He's
all
a defensive player of the year finalist, Pat.
Yeah, man. So it's going to be intriguing to see that matchup as well, because we know how good Jaden is slivering through the lines and finding his spots. But that Zach Bond, he's been doing an unbelievable job as far as, you know, spying quarterbacks, running them down, adding himself into the pressures, you know, batting balls down, getting interceptions himself. You know, so that's going to be a real unique chess match right there, the rookie versus the vet.
I am picking the Eagles just like you, mm-hmm. but there's absolutely ways in which I can see Washington.
I can too, man. I wouldn't be surprised, though, to be honest with you. I wouldn't be surprised if Washington did win this game.